Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coggins. Clark reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Clark moves to third. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Munson moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munson scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. Mercer moves to third. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottle Mirrie covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins bunts towards the mound. Stottle Mirrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bumbrey moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Seal Reno Sanchez pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Sanchez moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Velez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Gritch reaches second base with a double. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.